Hi everyone, Frank Sasso here, president of History with God Ministries. Just wanted to take a minute to thank you so much for the support that you've shown us at the Who's Your Daddy Godcast Network. As you know, right now, we are now podcasting every single day of the week. Not with the same show, not with Who's Your Daddy, with a different show every day. Here's the breakdown. So on Sundays, we have the Who's Your Daddy Godcast. That's the one that you're used to. That's the one with Christina and I do the Q&A every month, where Keith and I sometimes do like a game show kind of thing, like Bible or Bull or Tipping Sacred Cows, as well as our own individual podcast that we do on Who's Your Daddy, where we teach and preach and exalt, share testimonies from people, things like that. On Mondays now, a new show post, and it's the Family Life Christian Fellowship show called Become a Light Today. That's a church pastored by Larry and Yvonne Clark in Glassboro, New Jersey. So it's the sermon from Sunday. It posts on Monday. On Tuesdays is a good friend of ours, Andy Anastasopoulos. He is a Hellenic historian who preaches, but he also teaches history from a biblical point of view. Very, very cool. Very cool. So if you're into history, that's a show you're definitely going to want to check out. On Wednesdays is Terrence Clark, Voice of One. The Voice of One podcast on Wednesdays with Terrence Clark is a hit. People love it. He is a preacher. He is a teacher. And you're going to love him. That's Terrence Clark on Wednesdays with the Voice of One podcast. On Thursdays, another good friend, Shane Pittman. Shane Pittman's coming at you with the Secret Refuge podcast. And that is coming from the point of view of a former paranormal investigator. This guy was like a Ghostbuster. And he had an encounter with God that will blow your mind. Really, really cool. He's every Thursday. And he's from Midland, Georgia, so he has a little southern twang going on, you know? On Fridays is Lavinia Johnson. Whoa, listen to her roar, because that show is NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds. It's focused mostly on for women, but, you know, anybody can listen to it. And you're going to really be encouraged by that. Women, hear me, NMA. What does NMA mean? You got to tune in to find out. On Saturdays, it's more for the kids. It's called Bella and Me. Bella and Me is about a guy who has a talking dog who thinks she's from New Orleans. For some reason, she's really not. She's from Philadelphia. But don't tell Bella that, because she'll freak out on you. And that show kind of centers around Bella finding herself in some sticky moral situations here and there. And Daddy-O, her daddy, me, has to then talk her through the situation using the word. So it's a great lesson podcast for kids. I think they're really going to love it. And then we're back on Sundays again with Who's Your Daddy. So you can subscribe to any of these podcasts individually, or you can go to the site every day and listen to the show right on the site. We would recommend subscribing to the show. Subscribe to the RSS feed. You could do it either on iTunes, which is actually now called Apple Podcasts, but you could do it there. You could do it on any of the podcast directories. We are still in the process of podcast distribution, so some of them are already up on iTunes and all your favorite directories like Stitcher and Blueberry and Player FM. If you don't see directories for the ones that you're listening to, just be patient. They're coming. Sometimes they take a little longer than others, but they are coming, okay? What I found to be extremely helpful is I downloaded a free app called Podcast Addict. And what you do with that is you plug in to your phone the podcast you want to listen to. You plug it right there into the app, the name of the show, the RSS feed, which you can get on the site. You can get all the RSS feeds for all the different shows. And then when a new one comes up, when a new one is available, it shows up right on your phone. You hit play and you're off to the races. So I hope this message helps you, and I hope you get as much out of it. And I hope you have fun listening to it, as much fun as we have creating them. And that's really about it. So stay blessed and enjoy.
Welcome to NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds, with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello, everyone. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to NMA Empowering God's Beloveds. My name is Lavinia, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys yet another Friday. Wishing you guys all a wonderful Friday. If you are a mom, I know your kids are probably out of school by now, or they soon will be. I hope you guys are enjoying time together as a family, and I hope you guys have a wonderful summer ahead of you guys. One thing is definitely go out there, have fun, go to the beach, go to the park, enjoy that time that you have with your kids, because once they've grown up, you know, we don't have that much time with them. So I'm wishing you guys all a happy Friday, happy weekend coming up. Anything exciting going on with you guys for the weekend, hit me up. Let me know if you guys have anything going on. Other than that, I'm always grateful to be here, grateful to God for allowing me to use my voice as a tool to bring glory to His name. And as always, my desire is to inspire. My desire is to bring glory to God's name. My desire is to uplift, and my desire is to empower you through the word. So now, if you guys remember, and I hope you got a chance to listen to my last podcast, I was talking about, is it okay or not to engage in intercourse before marriage? And what does the Bible say about that? And also talking about waiting for the right person. So if you're out there, you're in a relationship, you're trying to figure out what should I do, you can check out my last podcast. I also told a little bit about my story and truly what happens when we're disobedient to God and the laws that He has set in place. And of course, this is always coming from a good place in my heart. The reason why I share my story is because I want somebody out there, if you're going through it, you can be an overcomer. And if you are out there and maybe you haven't gone through it and you're thinking about it, well, maybe my story can help you walk a better path, an obedient path to the Lord, because there's a blessing in obedience. Trust me, there's a blessing in obedience, especially to the Lord. Now, if we get right onto the podcast, I know we were doing the Women of the Bible, and I hope this series has touched somebody out there who's wondering, like, you know, like, I'm just wondering about the women of the Bible. What are they like? What they do. I hope this series can inspire you guys, because ultimately we should draw from these women, take the best part out of them, and exercise it, live our lives like that. So today we're talking about Ruth, and this is a continuation of not my last podcast, but the previous podcast before that. So if you didn't get to listen to a little bit of Ruth's story and Naomi's story, go ahead and check that one out too. But yes, this is a continuation of, and you can find this story on Ruth chapter 2. And we're going to go through pretty much till the end of the story, because Ruth has an amazing journey that I want to share with you guys. And I remember reading before, and I was even talking to my fiance, and I was just like, when you think of Ruth, what do you think about? What's the first word that comes to you? And I remember him telling me, loyalty. Loyalty. She's a woman of great loyalty. And how important is it for us to be men and women of great loyalty? You know, you're loyal to something. You got to be loyal to something, hopefully to God, but to have that loyal heart, to have that steadfast heart that's going to continue to pursue or to keep going no matter what the circumstance look like. And this is exactly the perfect image that Ruth gave us. She went through it. She lost her husband, and she pretty much was like, you know, what do I do? And she stuck with her mother-in-law. And now we'll get to find out what happens because of that decision that she makes. And yes, so turn with me to the book of Ruth, chapter 2. And I'm going to kind of skim through, because I don't really want to read the whole three chapters to you, and just kind of summarize what happens. And in the book of Ruth chapter 2, we learn that Naomi and Ruth move back to Naomi's homeland. And at this time, they were, you know, looking for food and stuff. And Ruth would go out into the fields, and she would glean some leftover grain or some leftover food that was left over from the harvest time. And in this time, that's when she met Boaz. And we learned that Boaz was actually a relative of Elimelech, which was Naomi's husband. So it's a very interesting story. And if you have time, definitely go read it. Go read it. And in that time, she finds favor with Boaz. Ruth finds favor with Boaz, and he found such favor. In fact, in the scripture, she said, "Why have I found such favor? Like, why have you have I found such favor with you?" And because she found favor, she was able to gain a little bit more food. She was able to gain access to places that she was not able to. She was able to, you know, collect more food and bring more food home. But the part where I actually do want to read out is Ruth chapter 3, where it talks about Ruth's redemption assured. And I'm going to start and read, and I'm also kind of skim through this, but I want to read the main scriptures that really truly popped out to me. And I want to start on verse 1, and it says, "Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, 'My daughter, shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you?'" Verse 2, "Now Boaz, whose young woman you are with, is he not your relative? In fact, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor." Verse 3, "Therefore, wash yourself and anoint yourself and put on your best garment and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to the men until he's finished eating and drinking." Verse 4, "Then it shall be when he lies down that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go in, uncover his feet, and lie down. He will tell you what you should do." And this is, guys, this is Naomi talking to Ruth about pretty much how she can get Boaz, like get his attention. In verse 5, she said to her, "All that you say to me, I will do." In verse 6, "So she went down to the threshing floor, did according to all that her mother-in-law instructed her." Verse 7, "And after Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was cheerful," which means he was like a little bit tipsy, "he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain, and she came softly, uncovered his feet, and laid down. And now it happened at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself. There, a woman lying at his feet. He said, 'Who are you?' She answered, 'I am Ruth, your maid servant. Take your maid servant under your wing, for you are a close relative.' Then he said, 'Blessed are you for the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning, in that you did not go after the men, whichever poor or rich. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all you request, for all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman. Now it is true," verse 12, "now it is true that I am close relatives. However, there is a relative closer than I. Stay this night, and in the morning it shall be that if he will perform the duty of a close relative for you, good, let him do it. But if he does not want to perform the duty for you, then I will perform the duty for you. As the Lord lives, lie down until morning." And now I'm going to skip over to chapter 4, where the title reads, "Boaz Redeems Ruth." And starting from verse 1, "Now Boaz went up to the gates and sat down there. And behold, the close relative of whom Boaz had spoke came by. So Boaz says, 'Come aside, friend, sit down here.' So he came aside and sat down, and he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and he said, 'Sit down here.' So they sat down, and he said to a close relative, Naomi, who has come back from the city of Moab, 'Sow the pieces of land which belong to her, your brother Elimelech. And I thought to inform you, saying, buy it back in the presence of the inheritance and the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know, for there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am next after you.' Then he said, 'I will redeem it.' Then Boaz said, 'On the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you must also buy it from Ruth, the wife of the dead.'" And in verse 6, I'm going to skip down to verse 6. "And the close relative says, 'I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I ruin my own inheritance. You redeem my right of redemption of yourself, for I cannot redeem it.' Verse 7, now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging to confirm anything. One man took off his sandal and gave it to the other. In verse 8, therefore the close relative said to Boaz, buy it for yourself. So he took off his sandals, and then Boaz said to the elders and to the people, you are my witness this day that I have bought all that Elimelech and all that was his sons from the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth, the widow of the son, I have acquired as my wife. So I'm going to skip down to verse 13 where it says, so Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. The woman said to Naomi, blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel. Verse 15, and may he be to you a restorer of life, a nourisher of your old age, for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has bore him. Then Naomi, verse 16, then Naomi took the child, laid him on her bosom, and became a nurse to him. Verse 17, also the neighbor women gave him a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. Wow, what an amazing story the story of Ruth is, isn't it? I definitely love this story. I love Ruth's loyalty to her mother-in-law. I mean, I desire such a loyalty to my mother-in-law and to my mother. And I hope you're blessed by this story. And here's a few things and a few notes that I wrote about Ruth that I would love to share with you guys. Ruth was a woman of loyalty, yes. So that would be the first thing. What are you loyal to? I want to ask you, what are you loyal to? And are you willing to be loyal like Ruth, even in pain, even in times where you don't see the beginning and the end? Are you that type of loyal person? Are you that type of loyal friend? I mean, I definitely believe in loyalty, in friendship, in marriage, in life in general. This is something that we can pull from Ruth to really have that loyalty in your life. Walk in it. Be that loyal woman. Can I really count on you to be my friend? Can I count on you to be a good wife? Can I count on you to be a loyal sister or a loyal brother? Walk in loyalty every single day. And definitely another thing is, like I was saying in my last podcast, to be women and men of obedience. In this case, obedience led Ruth to finding Boaz. Because if she despised what her mother-in-law said, she would have never found him. She would have never gained favor with him. I mean, she had favor before, but now more so over when she went to go lie down at his feet. And just lying, the act of lying down at somebody's feet is an act of respect. So she was a woman who respected. She respected Boaz. And as women, we're called to respect our husbands. Men are supposed to love us. Women are supposed to respect. So are we women of respect? Nowadays, I'm not sure because there's a lot of confusion going around of just what respect actually is. People demand respect, but respect is actually given before it's received. And I so badly want a generation to grow up their respect. I want a generation that grows up to respect their mothers, to respect their fathers, to respect their husband. I mean, do you realize that certain things are carried on through? Like, let's say you want to now go and get married, but you didn't respect your mom or your dad. Do you think you're going to respect your husband? No, certain things is carried through. And I find that, you know, just out of my life, because I had such a, you know, different relationship with my mother, it affected how I acted through my marriage. Because whenever I would be vulnerable, I would turn back into that little kid who was almost like, you know, shouting and yelling out for help. But I didn't have to be like that with my husband. My husband at the time was supposed to be my friend. So there was a lot of things, there was a lot of baggage that I carried on through to my first marriage. And I just want to, you know, encourage you guys to be women of respect. Respect comes from within. You have to respect yourself first. You can't ask for respect if you're walking around half naked. Like, come on. We have to stop doing that. Let's put the respect back in what it means to be a woman. The way we carry ourselves, the way we talk, the way we act. I mean, look at Ruth. She seems like such a woman of gentleness and just peace. There's no, she yelled at her mother. You don't hear something like that. No, she's such a woman of respect. Because she respected her mother-in-law, because she respected Boaz, like she gained favor with him. So I would say definitely when it comes to talking to a man, when it comes to dealing with guys, respect will win you favor with them. Because respect is something that's really hard to come by. Another thing that we can learn from Ruth is how to be a woman of patience. And this comes into every area of life. Your patience with your circumstances, your patience with whatever is going on, your patience with your friends, your patience with your loved ones, your patience with your coworkers. To be people of patience. Patience, by the way, is a fruit of the Spirit. So I believe when it comes to like fruits of the Spirit are stuff that are exercised. If you want to grow in love, you got to exercise love. If you want to grow in joy, you got to exercise it. You got to exercise it every single day. When you find an area of life when you can exercise the fruits of patience, do it. In this case, Ruth was so patient because she waited. And she was so patient in her waiting for a husband. If you look at the scripture, she never said that was her mission. Her real desire was to stay with her mother-in-law because she didn't want to leave her stranded. Her real desire was to take care of her mother-in-law. Because she did that, she wind up meeting a wonderful husband who was her redeemer. He redeemed her from her situation, and not only her, but Ruth. And I love the ending of the story because out of it, Naomi actually was the one that was blessed most of all because Ruth bore her a son. And everybody around the neighborhood is saying, not that's Ruth's son, but that's Naomi's son. So God can restore anything that has been lost. God can restore anything that has been broken. The reason why I come here and I want to encourage you guys with the scriptures, with the word, because there's a story behind it. There's a story of how powerful God is. There's a story about how loving God is. There's a story about how God never forsakes us. He never leaves us. His word says that I will never leave you, nor forsake you. When I'm feeling down, I have to remind myself that God will never leave me or forsake me. It doesn't matter what my bank account says. So that's why I always, I wanted to do this series because there's so much that you can draw from the word. The word is true. The word is life. And I want to challenge you guys, yes, challenge you guys to get into the word. Get into the word of God. Spend time with the Lord. He speaks and he speaks loudly. There is no miscommunication when it comes to God. I can tell you that. And growing, learning, this journey all comes from the time that you invested with God. I've heard this so many times. If you want to see how your life is going, if you want to see what fruits that you're bearing, check the time that you've spent with God. If you don't spend time with God at all and life is hectic for you, then that's why. Because you have to invest that time with the Savior. God loves us so much. And I want to express this so much because this is one concept that was so hard for me to understand. Because I thought that God's love was an exchangeable thing. You do something good, that's when he loves you. But the word actually says that while we were still sinners, God loves us. So I want to scream that from the mountaintop, that God loves you, whoever you are, out there listening, if you are in that place, okay, I want to encourage you guys to be like Ruth, be loyal women, loyal to whatever season that you are. If that season is school, be loyal to that. Go to school, do what you got to do. If it's being a mother, you know, if it's being a wife, be women of loyalty. I love that. How much would your husband be so grateful just to have, oh my God, my woman, like, I know she'll never, you know, step aside from me. Like, she's a loyal woman. Be women of patience. Be patient in your situation. Be patient with your husband. Patience with your kids. Exercise it every single day. And also be women, don't give up. Just don't. Essentially, that's what I want to say. Don't give up. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your hopes. I'm telling you, if I would have gave up, I wouldn't be here right now talking to you guys on this podcast. If I would have gave up, I would be on the streets probably doing things that I shouldn't be doing. If I would have gave up, I would have turned from God. And that's the honest truth. So don't give up. Don't give up. Things might seem hard. Look at Ruth. Look at the turnaround. That God is amazing. He still works. He's still able. So I hope you guys enjoy the story of Ruth. And I pray most of all that this word and these words will touch you. And I always want to encourage you guys to go back in the word. Don't just take my word for it. Go back in the word and you read it for yourself. One thing that I had to definitely learn was how to go back in and read the word for myself. What God is telling me, He might be telling you something completely different. And I'm only saying that because God speaks to every single one of us. So go back in, read the word, be edified. My prayer is for you guys to be edified, for God to be glorified, and for the devil to be terrified. So until next time, guys, I hope you guys truly enjoy this podcast. Wishing you guys a wonderful weekend. Thank you. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Anime Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at LavinyaJohnson.com.